Under the Scope.
Hey everybody, hey Scopers, it's a all audio version of our latest Scope summer movie marathon entry this time around. It's a family affair. Yes, Carrie and Audrey are here with Shane, your favorite Scope host, to review way ahead of time the sequel to How to Train Your Dragon. Yes, of course, we're talking about How to Train Your Dragon Part 2. This movie picks up about 5 years after the original. Hiccup, played by Jay, how do you pronounce his last name?
Marshall.
He's back as Hiccup, and he's riding around his favorite little sleek black dragon, Toothless. He and the gang, they've sort of brought all of the dragons into their home, and they've sort of come together. And the first one, as you recall, the Vikings did not like the dragons. This one kind of starts out as the first one ended, with peace and harmony. But we find out as the movie goes along that there is a new villain. His name is Drago, and he is out to capture and create a dragon army to essentially take over the world. What else in the plot that's fairly important? Oh, as we know, that Hiccup was raised by his father, voiced by Gerard Butler. Hiccup's mother, nowhere to be seen in 20 years. Well, guess what? This movie, we meet her for the first time. She is actually a bit of a dragon master herself, Carrie. She has taken it upon herself to try to rescue and keep all the dragons safe that the bad guy is trying to capture for his dragon army. So the story really is about Hiccup and him meeting his mother and coming to terms with his father's desire for him to take over the tribe, as well as save the world from Drago, the evil dragon master, voiced by, what's his name? It's Jamon.
I don't know.
He played Mr. Echo, I believe, in Lost, Carrie.
Oh, okay.
Other famous people. You're even looking at it right now. It's crazy.
He's not in here.
Maybe he's sacred. Anyway, who else do we have in this movie? We've got Kristen Wiig. We've got Jonah Hill. We've got Craig Ferguson.
Kit Harington.
Kate Blanchett.
Yep.
So it is a star-packed movie. I've got to say, from a review standpoint, I like this movie better than the first one, which the first one was a pleasant surprise. It was a family film that was complicated a little bit, had an interesting story about growing up and sort of finding your own way. This movie has a lot more of that, but it also has a complicated relationship between Hiccup's mother and father and a family separated who want to come together, which is something you don't really see a lot in animated movies. Usually it's a story of a kid and his mom or a kid and his dad. You saw a little bit of that in Brave, where you had more of a family relationship. But this one, I think, does it very, very well. We saw it in 3D. I thought the 3D was great. What do you say, Audrey? You're in this, right?
It was
good. There we go. There's our review. Solid as ever.
What?
There we have it. I actually thought Dollars of Donuts, this was probably my favorite summer movie I've seen so far, Carrie.
Who says Dollars of Donuts?
I'm saying it right now. How dare you question my...
I know what that means.
Question my audio power.
I guess you haven't seen as many summer movies, then.
It was right up there. I thought it had a lot of heart.
What about Captain America?
Captain America's not a summer movie.
Oh, my God. I know what
not
the cutoff
Not a summer
was.
Movie.
I liked The Fault in Our Stars better.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I didn't see that one.
No.
If only some dragons could have cancer, then we really would.
It would make it so much better.
Audrey agrees, would not. But I think that this movie, seriously though, looks as good, and the plot, which, let's be honest, is, you know, as much as I like the family relationship, it's a lot about things that we've seen in a lot of animated movies. You have to sort of keep that simple. What are you doing right now?
Get selfies.
I think that might have been, maybe the only wobbly bit, sort of the take on the bad guy. I mean, it's stuff you've seen before, but I think everything else was done very, very well. It was funny. It was heartwarming.
Yes.
It looked good. Voice casting was spot on. I don't really have a lot of bad things to say about it.
It's a good kids movie.
Good, and a good adult movie, Carrie.
And
kid
the
at heart.
Dragons are very cute.
Audrey loves those dragons, Audrey.
Yeah.
Why are your feet up on the seat?
They're not.
They were, too.
They're not.
It's fine. She's
they're
fine.
Not.
Audrey, give me your final word on this before we give it a scope score.
What do you mean, final word?
What do you think of give this movie?
Yeah,
a good
talk
review?
A little bit about it. You,
talk about it.
We
what
can't
shut
you up normally.
What did you like about it? What did you like about it?
Everything.
Every single thing. What's your score?
I am mad at that, so don't let me start.
All right, well, we'll talk about the score. So,
she's what? Mad
she's,
at it?
She's mad at the score.
She's mad at it.
Oh, I thought you said you're mad at it.
All right, so let's take a...
You give your score.
Let's maybe. Think about this and give this a scope score.
The scope score is 3.5 stars.
So there you go. Three and a half stars. I'm driving behind someone that is going 21 miles per hour. So we are going to scope score these guys.
The road is so bad.
Yikes.
She don't care.
She don't care. The only thing that was more entertaining was the kid trying to get his mom's attention dancing in her face while she was on the cell phone. That's what the rules come to. So anyway, How to Train Your Dragon 2, 3.5 stars, says Audrey and Shane. I highly recommend this film. I would say go see it. So if you like what we do here on The Scope, make sure that you like our video, support us. Check us out at scopeshow.com on YouTube. We are everywhere. So for Carrie and Audrey, I am Shane. We'll be back with more Scope reviews later in the summer. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.